The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It's Monday, November 23rd. I'm Neil Tracy and this is the OTB Brief with Seadrill, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. We'll start with Gaelic games because it was a historic day in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship yesterday, with Cavan and Tipperary ending long waits for provincial success. Cavan claimed a record 40th Ulster football title, but a first for 23 years. Mickey Graham's side denied three in a row chasing Donegal to reach a first All-Ireland semi-final since 1997 with a 113-12 point win at the Athletic Grounds. It sets up a last four meeting with champions Dublin. Speaking after the game, manager Mickey Graham said he was struggling to still believe his eyes.
As I said to a couple of other reporters, I'm waiting for somebody to pinch me and tell me the game's on tomorrow, and that's the reality of it. What a performance. The lads, you know, dug everything, every ounce of energy out of themselves today, and we as a management team are just so delighted for them boys, because let's be honest with it, yourself and every other person in the country had us wrote off and nobody gave us a chance coming in here by ourselves, and to do something like that against the odds is a special occasion.
Tipperary banished an even longer wait for provincial success, becoming Munster champions for the first time since 1935. David Power's side were relatively comfortable, though, in their 17 points to win against Cork. Mayo now stand in their way of a first All-Ireland final appearance in 100 years. Their boss, David Power, says the result wasn't a shock to him.
It was amazing. But, like, this, they're a special group of Tipperary football men there, and you know, to be taught, just standing here, 85 years is a long, long time for Tipperary football. But I just always felt, I don't know what it was, I always felt that we could win here today.
In soccer, Liverpool have rejoined Spurs at the top of the Premier League table, despite missing both Mo Salah and Trent Alexander-Arnold, among others. Jurgen Klopp's side were emphatic 3-0 winners against high-flying Leicester last night. And in doing so, they set a new club record for 64 games unbeaten at Anfield. Goal difference is now all that separates them from the leaders, Spurs. Manager Jurgen Klopp says they were rarely troubled last night.
I like the overall performance, that's how it is. And the result and the clean sheet and these kind of things, we needed Ali once or twice, but not too often, because we defended in front of him just incredibly well. And that against a team with the quality of Leicester, so that's really special.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says winger Nicola Pepe let the team down in their nil-all draw away to Leeds yesterday. The winger was sent off early in the second half for violent conduct following a VAR check. Speaking after the game, Arteta says he was far from happy.
Is there any excuse for the circumstances in which you went down to 10 men?
No, it's unacceptable.
Have you spoken to the player about it? And what's been your message to him?
A reminder that the OTB Brief is brought to you by Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come. Two games this evening in the Premier League. The first of those kicks off at 5:30, where Burnley hosts Crystal Palace. And then at 8:00, Wolves welcome Southampton to Molineux. In rugby, it was a good weekend for the Irish provinces in the Guinness Pro 14. Ulster beat the Scarlets 26 points to 24 at Kingspan Stadium last night. Connacht saw off Zebre 47 points to 12 in Italy. And Leinster's perfect start to the season remains intact after they enjoyed a 40 points to 5 bonus point win over the Cardiff Blues at the RDS. Tonight, Munster will hope to make it a clean sweep for the Irish provinces in their domestic league this weekend. They are away to the Glasgow Warriors at Scotstoun at 8:15. JJ Hanrahan is among the replacements. He'll make his 100th appearance for the province if he's introduced. In golf, Shane Lowry shot a 3-under par final round of 67 at the RSM Classic in Georgia yesterday. That left the Offaly native 6-under par for the tournament. Graham McDowell carded a 72 yesterday, which leaves him 2-under all round, but he was 17 shots back from the eventual winner, Robert Streb. Meanwhile, Stephanie Meadow finished third at the Pelican Women's Championship in Florida on 9-under par. She was 5 back from the winner, Kim Si-young from Korea, while Cavan native Leona Maguire finished up on 7-over par. And there's an 8-race card at Dundalk this afternoon, where the first goes off at 2:45. Now, coming up on OTBAM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we'll be chatting to Kieran Donaghy about the weekend's Gaelic football, naturally. Cyril Farrell will be on to discuss the hurling quarterfinals, while Alan Quinlan will dissect Ireland's defeat to England at Twickenham. Then tonight, Joe Molloy will be back in off the ball from 7 o'clock. Remember, you can listen or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS or Android. That's your OTB brief for today. I'm Neil Tracy, and we'll be back tomorrow morning from 7.
The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegral, your partner in roofing for generations to come.